Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, here we go for the first time in 2023. We're going to do our Connecticut High School sports update with our friend, the ump, Vin Cerullo. Happy New Year, Vin. How you doing?
Happy New Year. Good afternoon, Kevin. How's everything going? Did you enjoy your holidays?
I did. I had fantastic holidays.
Oh, good. I hope all our listeners had happy and joyous holidays, and now we're back to talking sports once again.
Right, winter sports now.
I know.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of stuff happening this year. Of course, as we know, Argentina defeated France in the World Cup 4-3. Yeah. Congratulations to them. But we're here to talk about high school sports, and winter games are now in full swing. So let's start with a little basketball.
Great.
The top teams in the boys' basketball are Northwest Catholic out of West Hartford, East Catholic out of Manchester, Notre Dame of West Haven, and Wilton High Schools. In girls' basketball, we find the top teams are Hampden, Fairfield Ludlow, Immaculate, which comes out of Danbury, and Simsbury.
Nice.
We take a look at ice hockey, and we see that in Division One there are both Notre Dame's and Xavier High School. In Division Two, there's Woodstock Academy and North Haven and Guilford. And in Division Three, there's Joe Barlow, the co-op team of Brookfield, Bethel, and Danbury. And then we have Newington.
Nice.
That squares up boys ice hockey. For the ladies in hockey, we have Hampden and Brantford in Division One, and in Division Two, there's Hand and Laurelton Hall, which is actually a co-op team of Notre Dame of Fairfield, Laurelton, and the young ladies from Milford.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yep. Yeah, that's really good. The past week, I spoke to a young man from Cheshire High School. He's a sports player in football, basketball, and lacrosse. As a football player, he runs two different positions. He's a wide receiver and running back. In basketball, which is his favorite sport, he's a small forward. And in lacrosse, he's a midfielder. So he really gets around, a three-sport man. He became involved in sports at a very young age, following his older brother, Mike, who is 6 years older than he is. And he's a junior right now. He's received a full ride to Notre Dame at South Bend. Yeah.
That's great.
Full lacrosse of all sports.
Wow, that's amazing.
And his favorite sport is basketball.
Nice.
So, yeah, he's a really good athlete. He brings a positive vibe to all his teams, and he told me that his grandmother is his biggest fan.
Oh, I love that.
The young man, like I said before, is a junior this year, and his name is Matt Jeffrey, and we wish Matt the very best of luck in his upcoming senior year, and as well, Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's going to be fun playing at Notre Dame. That's great.
Oh, absolutely. You gotta love it. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a Notre Dame football fan.
Right.
I don't mind the rest of the sports, but I'm not a football fan. But, what a great university to go to and get a full ride, no less.
Yeah.
And be signed as a junior.
Right. That's incredible.
Yeah, that really is.
Yeah.
It happens, not as much.
Yeah, not often.
On a rare occasion. But, man, he's got to be a great athlete at that sport of lacrosse.
Well, congrats to Matt. Best of luck.
Yes, most definitely. We wish him the very best in his future.
All right, Vin, thanks so much for the update. We'll talk to you again next time.
Hey, take care.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.